Welcome everyone to this afternoon's session of the Cobble Transportation Board. Right now we will open this up for public comments. Anyone in the public would like to make any sort of statement regarding anything? None heard. We have the minutes of December 7th, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Next thing is Mr. Tyer. You have your item on Dominion Boulevard.
You have a resolution in front of you that summarizes the presentation I made right before lunch. I don't have anything to add to the presentation, so I would stand for questions otherwise.
I would move approval, Mr. Jagger.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Excellent job.
Big one.
All right. Local assistance. Mr. Brewer.
All right, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, the first item we have for you is a request from the town of Christiansburg for recreational access program funding to provide bikeway access to the Christiansburg Recreation Center. We're recommending an allocation of $61,000, with $60,000 unmatched and $1,000 matched from the Recreational Access Fund to support that project.
I move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Right, next item is a request from the Wythe County Board of Supervisors to provide access to an eligible property within the continued development of Progress Park. This will be the fifth separate project that Wythe County has requested in Progress Park. They're advancing it under the bonded concept and are requesting the maximum allocation under the Economic Development Access Program of $650,000, which is $500,000 unmatched and $150,000 matched, and we recommend approval.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much.
Next item is the revenue sharing deallocation that I presented during the workshop. So we're recommending the deallocation of funds from 207 projects, $17 million to be deallocated today.
Can you list each of the 200? Yeah. So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much.
And the last item is a request from Alawite County. This was a Alawite had funding that was identified for revenue sharing deallocation. They've requested that we transfer that residual funding, which is $62,500, to a new revenue sharing project that can be delivered within the current fiscal year. The funds would allow a project that currently isn't funded to be constructed in this fiscal year, and we're recommending approval of that transfer.
Mr. Chairman, I've spoken with the district, and it's a good use of funds. I move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. Before we move on to the next one, Mr. Mayor, did you want to say something or just stand up there trying to look? I thought you were just trying to pose or something.
No dance, no nothing?
Yeah, right.
Well, our Chesapeake people, please stand up so we can applaud them and thank them for all they mean to us and how we appreciate them. Thank you so much.
You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you indeed. And from all of us, all of you, when you have the opportunity to come in Chesapeake, please allow us the opportunity to serve you. God bless you. Thank you. And take care. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Mayor, thank you very much for all the work on this, and thank you all for your staff. And we look forward to, now that you're a good customer of ours, you can end up getting lollipops and stuff like that, you know, for the kids on the way back. Location design.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Terry Knauss. I'm bringing forward a project, a Capital Trust project, for your action. The project has been discussed with Mr. Cole, and it's basically another phase of the overall 50-mile project, which is the Capital Bikeway Pass.
Move for approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Right away. Mr. Bennett.
Yes, sir. I have a request for two limited access approvals. They're both related to construction projects. The first is on Interstate I-81, the truck climbing lanes that are under construction in the Montgomery County. This limited access change is a result of this project, as it is a design build project. The changes were made as the project design was developed and has now been finalized. They were presented as part of the public participation, and we ask y'all's approval of those changes.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
The second is on Interstate 77 in Wythe County. It's actually on a project that we have completed the construction of the bridge, but there was a necessity as part of that project to modify the limited access break that runs underneath the bridge, and we're requesting that that station be modified as the road was constructed.
Move the approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Programming? Mr. Mitchell?
Good afternoon. I have two items for you. The first item is the amendments to the addition of the FY12 through 17 SYP. We have 30 items this month, which is a little large, but 28 of those items are the Safe Routes to School projects that went through the application process, and the funds are being moved from the balance entry to those new projects.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you.
Okay, the second item is our transfer list, and it's for part of November and December. Most of these transfers are moving money from completed projects or surplus funds on projects to projects that are scheduled. I will point out that on row 18 is where we are moving Garvey's from the Garvey balance entry to the I-95 Hot Lanes project, the $97 million in Garvey's for that project. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I might have one slight tweak to this. And in my district, if you look on item B, it says Culpeper, primary. So we're transferring funds from one Culpeper project to another. We just had a meeting last night of our Route 50 task force. And before we close out that account, we need about $10,000. So I would like to have that changed, that everything moves over the $10,000.
We can handle that, yes, sir.
Okay. And I make that, Mr. Chairman, should I make that now, or do you want to wait?
We need an
amendment.
The administrator
has
the okay. Well, I move to do what I just said.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you.
That was his amendment.
What?
Both of them. So, Mr. Chairman, did we treat?
Oh, I thought he made the motion with that change.
That amendment. Okay. Gotcha.
So he made essentially that resolution, but with that change. That was the resolution.
Gotcha.
Okay, Mr. Page.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Item number 10 of your action agenda today is in reference to the presentation of the workshop. This action item will actually shift and allocate $11,999,574 to the Richmond Hampton Roads Intercity Passenger Rail Project. Mr. Chairman, as I mentioned to the board while you were away during the workshop, this is going to be a step sequence function. The first part of this resolution and action item is where the board will amend the current 2012 through 2017 six-year program and deallocate the Noakesville to Calverton project of Norfolk Southern's. Those funds are available at your reference in front of you. And then allocate of those funds in the 2012 year the $11,999,574 that has been freed up. There will be a startup target date of service for initiation at no later than December 31st of 2012. And then a follow-on under the last action of this part of your resolution then turns around and allocates and amends the six-year program to set out the Noakesville to Calverton project in FY 15 and 16. So, Mr. Chairman, turn the floor back over to you for any questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Ms. Miller.
Mr.
Before I make a motion to approve this resolution and vote on it, I wanted to divulge, although I don't think I have any sort of real conflict, part of this package will include the sale of that building that I showed or drew your attention to earlier to the Norfolk Redevelopment Housing Authority, which will take title to it with a deed back to the state. Basically, they won't pay for it up front, but they'll owe it back to the state. I chair the Norfolk Redevelopment Housing Authority as a volunteer chairman. I don't have any financial interest there, but I wanted to let you know that's it'll go back and functionally into the city's hands, and once we develop it, then we will pay that loan back to the state or the deed of trust anyway. We'll pay that money back when that occurs. So after acknowledging that and telling you all that, I would make a motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Action item number 11, as briefed earlier in the workshop, this is a rail industrial access program allocation of $105,000 in the city of Chesapeake to Purdue Agribusiness Incorporated. Mr. Chairman, back to you.
I would move, Mr. Chairman, approval based on our comments.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
You're actually in the resolution.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Manager. Nice touch. Mr. Secretary, Mr. Commissioner, members of the board, you have one project before you that I'm recommending award for, over $5 million bridge rehabilitation project. And I'm seeking concurrence on that award.
You have a motion?
Motion approved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay. Thank you. Any new business?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Slotback.
I got this today, annual report on generational transit. And the one thing I'd just like to mention is I know there's definitely concern to try to increase public transportation and help out the traveling public in areas. But in this particular case, if I want to refer to the statement of activities at the end and looking at that, it kind of troubles me a little bit when I see that our passenger fares are $356,000 on this endeavor, and I'm seeing wages and salaries at $4 million. And the only thing is it a good business? When we're starting to look at things, we have to make some decisions on what type of return we're getting on our investment. And with that, I'm not sure what the ridership is. I know we're subsidizing some of this. It also shows federal funds at $9 million. But if some of those funds dry up, we've got to be able to make adjustments in order to keep some of these things going. And my only point is that it seems to be a pretty high amount on salaries and wages, considering the amount of passenger fares and those types of things that we're getting back in terms of revenue. And if sources start drying up, those are not going to be able to continue to be funded. We don't want to get ourselves in a U.S. postal situation.
Mr. Chairman.
No.
I agree with Mr. Lauterbach in principle. I will point out that there are some other things that are generated other than passenger fares, including the lease services, and I presume there's some sort of revenue piece. It's not quite as bad as you might look at, but I do believe that we have to make those hard choices from time to time. And I'm not suggesting we're doing anything with it now, but it's a lot of money.
Yes. And we are in the middle of a study. It was a resolution done by Senator Miller last year, and we were unable to complete it in 2011. So we're continuing to work on it. It's a total study of transit, and one of the things that we want to be able to get our hands around is what are the expenses? We pay an across-the-board right now 17% operating subsidy, but we don't have a real handle on, like, if you were a nonprofit and you were paying too much for your administrative costs and too little to the charity, you would lose your tax-exempt status. We don't have that type of a system in place, but it's all part of a bigger picture of what we're looking at in 297. Hope to complete that by fall.
Mr. Chairman, one other thing. I mean, I guess it kind of goes to some of the things I see, not only in this area but in others, where we are paying high compensation for drivers, for example, compared to comparable drivers in the private sector. When you look at benefits and other things that are going into that, it starts making you wonder where, if things got tough, where are you going to tighten? If you've got contracts that you've locked into at high dollar value to begin with, it certainly narrows the field as to where you're going to make changes. And my point going forward is that we need to start looking at some of these things in more of a business-type approach, and what's a fair wage and what's these things. And so I know some of it may be union-driven, some of it may be federal contract requirements, but wherever we can, we're going to have to tighten up some of this, because this is just not a very good return on the dollar for what we're putting out, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Anything else? What I want to raise is looking at maybe trying to hold another meeting outside the area, outside of Richmond. I had been kind of penciled in that at the end of the year, when we have the transportation conference going to hold up in Northern Virginia, have the CTB meeting up there in Northern Virginia at the end of the year. In between, it gives us an opportunity to maybe look at a couple of locations. I was either thinking about potentially up in Frederick area or further down the southwest,
Fredericksburg,
in Bristol,
yeah. Abingdon,
or beautiful Abingdon, just to see a little bit, get the opportunity to go out, see and hear some of the projects. We did it out in Abingdon, maybe even see some where the Coalfields Expressway and that 1460 project where we have what's going to be the tallest bridge in Virginia, which they're pretty far. They've done a lot of work on it.
Right.
So what would the board like to go to first? Would you like to go to Southwest, or you want to go up in the valley?
What time of year?
We would have to do it after the General Assembly, so we're probably talking April.
Mr. Secretary,
Yes, I'll say this.
Mr. King just indicated that he's going to be going off the board in June. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we ought to get down there before he goes off.
No, then Dr. Davis is going off.
Are you going
June
off
June?
Too? Dadgummit.
Mr. Bowie's going off too.
Back to back.
Right. Looks like a road show to me.
Wow.
Mr. Chairman, we were in Winchester about 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, why don't we shoot for Abingdon? I love the show, the truck climbing lanes, the Coalfields Expressway, piece of 460, maybe even the Hillsville bypass. We can do a little dog and pony show and go around and see some of the big projects that are happening up there. So why don't we shoot for April?
When's the Fiddler's Convention?
Is that April?
April meeting in Abingdon.
It's a long ways from Hillsville to Abingdon.
I don't get to Tidewater very often, but I never cease to be impressed by the importance of that area with the port and everything. Having gone there, I thought it was very, very enlightening. So I appreciate you sending us around the country.
That's the 18th.
Well, I think it's good for us to actually see the projects and get on better field, and also present another opportunity for us to meet and see a lot of the local officials.
Will that be a one-day event?
one day there, one day back.
Around there will be 2 days.
Can we do it? Just my request, we do it Tuesday and Wednesday. I know I'm out of time.
Sure.
Tuesday, Wednesday then. Okay.
This is April?
Yeah.
17th, 18th.
Sure. Boy, we pay our taxes and we go to Abingdon.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait a minute. So, guess we're not doing road subcommittee, or we could do it out there?
We could do it out there.
Okay.
Okay. With that, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you all very much.
That would be good.